Lakeview, Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, Jersey's existing medical dispensaries would likely have the first shot at sales if the ballot question on legal marijuana passes. That's according to New Jersey's Cannabis Business President Scott Rutter, who points to the model of other states. He says the market already is poised to expand.
Going from 12 to 36 license holders, again, in short order, relatively speaking.
Rutter says the extra 24 license holders, including dispensaries and cultivators, whose 2019 applications are being held up by a lawsuit. For the second time in a month, the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office is dispelling a Facebook post about the disappearance of Dulce Alves. A false post claims the girl has been found dead. Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McCray says information like this is a distraction to the investigation. New tonight, the Director of National Intelligence is warning the public that Iran and Russia are trying to influence the 2020 election. John Ratcliffe says Iran sent spoofed emails designed to intimidate voters. He said both countries have obtained voter registration information. A new report finds Jersey's innovation economy is lagging, and we rank fourth out of seven Northeast states. Nicole Sandelier of the Jersey Business and Industry Association says to improve the Jersey innovation ecosystem and attract new businesses, a number of steps can be taken.
The first is to modify New Jersey's R&D tax credit to better align with leading innovation states. We also talk about increasing annual funding for the New Jersey Commission of Science, Innovation, and Technology.
Her report also recommends taking steps to stop Jersey's college student out-migration and improve our worst-in-the-nation business tax climate. A Jersey lawmaker wants to allow betting on college playoff or championship games and hopes to ask voters to amend the state constitution next year to allow it. Senator Paul Sarlo, who represents the area including MetLife Stadium, where the Jets and Giants play, has introduced a bill calling for the question to be placed on next year's general election ballot. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule, on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcasts. Any more rain showers coming in this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Original and
1.5 News Time, 8:04. Now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
I just spotted some pretty heavy volume on the parkway traveling northbound up and across the Driscoll Bridge. The inner portion of the Driscoll Bridge heading towards exit 127. That could be construction near 127. I'll keep an eye on that. Southbound side of the parkway, right near the Colonia Rest area, a broken down car. The left lane is out of service. Besides that, the parkway is holding up pretty nicely tonight. Turnpike southbound, the truck lanes are going to be closing any moment now. The entire length of the roadway, that'll be for overnight construction work. Westbound Newark Bay extension of the turnpike, that's slow from Bayonne across the Bay Bridge into Newark. And if you're staying west on 78, you will be forced into the local lanes through the Newark area. It's pretty heavy out towards exit 56. The express lanes are closed for overnight repairs. And truck route 109 northbound, right in the area of Communipaw Avenue, that's an accident being cleared. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 8:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Heart disease doesn't wait, and neither should you. Make an appointment today at demanddeborah.org. New Jersey, 101.5 News Time, 8:06.
New Jersey's news, traffic, and weather authority. Hurry to Ashley.
101.5 News Time, 8:08. Now New Jersey, 101.5 Instant Weather.
There will be a lot of cloud cover tonight, but it is going to be dry with an overnight low eventually dropping to the mid-50s to close to 60. Some fog may form during the overnight hours. With a few breaks in the clouds during the afternoon Thursday, high should hit the low to mid-70s, and then a cloudy sky Thursday night with lows dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Temperatures run above average on Friday and Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy each day as highs hit the upper 60s to low 70s, and then a transition to cooler weather Sunday, partly cloudy and breezy at times with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr.
Trenton, 68. East Orange, 65. Tinton Falls, 65. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.